Yeah.
You heard some prayer.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That as long as I was born, I was with Guru, I was with devotees. I think it's Raghunath Das Goswami's prayer. With Guru, with devotees, no problem. Wherever it is. But I should be with Guru, I should be with devotees, I should be in Vrindavan Dham. Something, Swanyama Daskam, some prayer was there. I tried to find that, but it is not, in Manasiksha it comes Guru, but I'm like prayer, hey Govinda, hey Krishna, please put me anywhere, no problem, but where, as long as I'm with devotees, as long as I'm with Guru. Like Parikshit Maharaj's prayer.
Yeah, I can't say. I mean, I just remember something Bhaktivinoda Thakur said.
Uh-huh.
There's some bhajan, he says, Kita Janmahau.
Uh-huh.
Kita Janmahau. So I don't even care if I'm born as a Kita insect, but let me be born in the house of a Vaishnava.
Yes, that's good.
But that specific prayer escapes me.
Even Parikshit Maharaj also prays like that in the Punashya Bhuyat Bhagavatam. Means put me in the place where your glorification goes, like that in the first canto he prays.
Yeah.
Raghunath,
so what is your prayer?
I want to pray like that, or means more deeply in the same when we read this prayer. So these kind of prayers of Raghunath Das Goswami, any Ashtakam like that is there before.
I can't say. You're going to recite the prayers of the previous acharyas. They're very powerful, and they're usually considered to be equal to Siddhanta. Or you can also, it says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you can compose prayers in your own language, spoken from your own heart to Krishna. So if you have ability to memorize Sanskrit verses, of course, the prayers by the realized Siddha saints and Siddha Purushas, they're the topmost and best. They're equal to Shastra. They are Shastra. But it doesn't preclude the idea or the option for one to make his own self-composed, heartfelt prayers, for example. You were citing something about that. I want to be, Pariksit Maharaj is praying in first canto, I want to be born where your glories are being spoken. So that's nice for Pariksit, all glories to him. But we're devotees of Radharani and Krishna. So we only pray, O Radharani, please bless me, I can be born in Radhakund. And maybe, because I have a specific liking here, maybe you can say Vrindavan. Please bless, because automatically everything is accomplished. Everywhere there's Katha, everywhere there's Kirtan. Just birth in here, just birth in Vrindavan is perfection. Because if you die here, you get liberated. Pariksit just saying, born here or there, I'm born in Delhi, as a prime minister in Hastinapur, but let me hear the Bhagavad Gita. It's very open-ended prayer, Pariksit Maharaj. We're specific. I want to be born in Radhakund, life after life, until I'm qualified to go directly to you. That's it, bus. I don't need anybody else's prayer. I mean, I need other people's prayers. I mean, they're also very good prayers. Rupa Goswami and all, or Guru Varg and our Mahajans, Gaudiya Mahajans, are wonderful prayers to be recited and memorized. Guru Goshte Gustalishu Sujane Bhusaragane. Very nice prayers. And we recite some prayers here and there. But that doesn't prevent one from coining their own prayers. I remember when, and even now, when devotees, because nothing is sure. Devotional service of Krishna is a privilege, not a right. Residence in Vrindavan is a privilege, not a right. Oh, I'm Indian citizen. I don't need a visa to live in Vrindavan. I don't need a FRO report. I don't need a passport. I'm Indian. That's my passport. Yeah, that's true. You don't need those things. But you need the mercy of Krishna. It says in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, quoting Puranas, that one cannot stay 1 minute in Vrindavan, Brajmandal, without the mercy of Lord Hari. So we should always remember that and be on our toes to always be grateful. It's not my, I have a job, I have a house, this is my place, my house, and my job, my family, and I live in Vrindavan. It's a privilege to live here. You may have all that 1 minute, the next minute you're gone. So living in Vrindavan is a great blessing, a great fortune. So one will pray naturally. Just like the Brijvasis, when they're burned, I saw Srila Anantadas, Babaji Maharaj, and Sri Pandit Baba, when they were in the Shamshan, they were lying face up on all the cow dung. And they make piles of cow dung. Because this is in the Shastra. And Antyesti, or whatever it's called. Antyesti, Sanskara, the cremation ceremony of the Hindu person or the Dharma, Sanatana Dharma person, or Varnashram Dharma. The niyam is to lie on the wood or the palki with their face up towards heaven. But the Brijvasis that are born here, they're also burned on cow dung. It is cheap, economical, and there's no trees anyway. Where's the trees? Many of the old ones, and maybe still, I haven't seen lately, but I was told, and it's a fact, they put their face down. They're lying with their face down. And I asked, why is that? Because this is against the Shastra. He said, no, that's Yamaniyama. That's Vaidhi Marg. But Brijvasis are in Raganuga Marg. They're not looking towards Swarga, Swarga Prapti Nechayi. They don't desire to go to heaven, so they're looking up there while they're lying on a burning bed, looking, oh, I'm going there, I'm going to Swarga. Alok Prapti, Swarga Prapti. They want another birth in the Braj. So they lie them face down, looking at the Brajaraj, and burned up in the cow dung. This is a nice bhav. So this is, as one passes his time here, he realizes, with bhajan or without bhajan, simply Brajavas, living in Vrindavan, offenselessly, with a good mood and a happy heart, that itself is spiritual perfection. There's nothing more pleasing to Krishna than behavior. The most pleasing thing to Krishna is not elaborate offerings and all kinds of show and pomp, but devotional, transcendental behavior and dealings. Tadati pratigrinati bhunkte bo jayate jeva. 6 ways to show love. Bhakti is the behavior of love. Love is based on gratitude and appreciation and respect and honor and mutual acceptance and mutual promotion and encouragement. These are the qualities of bhakti behavior. So when one lives in the Brajadham as a blessing of Krishna and Guru, and by the blessings of Radharani, and exhibits the proper behavior, then very much attracts the heart of Radharani and Krishna. This is the real sadhana to learn in Vrindavan. Many devotees run around, chant lakhs of rounds every day. That's very good. And to so many prakamas and so much study in Bhagavat Shravan. But the real sadhana to learn here, the real thing to learn is the art of loving behavior. The art of loving behavior with the Brijvasis and all the living entities, moving and non-moving in Braj. How to relate to them all as devotees, as God brothers, God sisters. Surrounded by friends, no one is enemy. The only enemy is my prarabdha, my own prarabdha karma, is working against me. Otherwise, everything is supportive and friendly and encouraging, bringing us to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Brajadam and Brajavas, it precludes the topmost of behavior, and the topmost of loving dealings, and non-envious interactions at every moment. It's a great place of purification, Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham is a place of purification and emancipation. Emancipation means liberation, freedom. Behavior is everything.